Stack. I'm the host, Joanne, and I'll be joined by a guest talking about something that makes them smile, even though I probably don't know much about it. I have two guidelines, no punching or pushing, so we're aiming to discuss these topics without insulting anything else or pressing political and social issues. We're just here to learn new things and share the things that bring us joy.
Let's get into it.
So this week I am here with Eddie. Eddie makes fan-made trailers on his YouTube channel, Why We Watch, and his personal website as well. What are we going to be talking about today, Eddie?
So we'll be talking about the fan-made trailers, how I make them, why I make them, why other people make them, and there's this whole community out there of people that are doing this for, you know, various reasons, because it's fun, because they have like a specific angle on a movie they want to explore, or because the actual trailers just weren't up to par. So stuff like that.
I'm really excited to get into this because this is something that I didn't know existed. I didn't know people were doing it, but it sounds really cool, really fun, really interesting. I feel like fan-made trailer is pretty self-explanatory in the title. It's basically fans making trailers for the movies, right?
Yep. Trailers, sometimes, you know, those TV spots, those ones that are 15 seconds to a minute long. Yeah.
So I guess I'm kind of curious to start with how you got into this. Like, what was your motivation or your origin for starting to make fan-made trailers?
Yeah, so the first one I made was a couple years ago now. I did one for The Amazing Spider-Man. That's the 2012 Andrew Garfield Mark Webb one. And the idea, the basic want to do one came out after the sequel of that movie, because I really enjoyed it for all of its many, many faults. But then kind of how to do it and explore different aspects of the movie, I couldn't really figure out until the next remake, Homecoming, came out. And it was a way to just kind of see what could be taken out of the original trailers, what could be put back in. And the idea was just to make something that was lighter, more fun, and also cut out one of the main subplots, even though I do enjoy it, the whole like thing with Peter's parents, just to see like what else the movie could have been.
That's a really cool take on it. I like the idea of kind of cutting out subplots too, because sometimes I feel like when I watch a trailer, it's like I get the whole movie. I'm like, oh, okay, I see exactly where this is going. But like leaving things to be like surprises in the movie itself, it's kind of an interesting take on that. When you make your trailers, do you ever try to like, I don't know quite how to phrase it, but almost like falsely advertise the movie? Like take clips and be like, can I make it look like a different movie than what this movie actually is?
Yeah, I do. That's something I think a lot of us, you know, like in this, you know, fan-made community try to do, is to make something completely different. So that usually does involve, you know, playing with false advertising in certain ways. Because I think that's better, because I think it's better to do false advertising than something that's spoiler heavy.
No, that's definitely a risk that you want to avoid.
Have you ever heard of or played the Hitman video games?
I've heard of them, yes. I have not played them.
Yeah, so they're very stealth oriented. If you get caught, your best bet is to actually just restart from a checkpoint or restart the whole mission. So they've done two movies based on these games, and they are not stealthy whatsoever. They disrespect the source material and the like, that aspect, in a lot of ways. So I created trailers based on each of these movies. They've tried it twice to try to get that tone correct, because I think that's an important thing, especially when it comes to these video game adaptations. So that's one reason I do this, is to try to like, and I think a lot of people might do this, is to try to like make things right.
I think that's really cool though. And especially, yeah, when it comes to things that have multiple sources or like a different origin source, I would imagine you would have similar things when it comes to books that were made into movies, which people always have, oh, they took out this, or they added this, or this was wrong. So to be able to, at least in a trailer, kind of like appeal more to the original audience and to the source material, yeah, I think that's a really cool approach to it.
And then another thing that people will do typically is just a lot of experimenting. A lot of the fan-made trailers out there are these style trailers. Well, with these style trailers, what they are is like Star Wars, but the trailer is made in the style of the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood trailer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then I can do one other one of those with the Birds of Prey thing. Have you seen that movie?
No.
There's this scene in it where, well, she's recently broken up with the Joker, which is great because he's, you know, abusive and awful and all that stuff. So there's this scene where the bad guy, like, slaps her really hard and she goes into kind of, like, this state. And what I thought was going to happen, and I, like, mentioned this when I reviewed the movie, because a lot of these I'll also review them first and stuff like that. I thought there might be this thing where she kind of replaces, you know, one terrible partner with another. So that's kind of what I explored in this trailer that I made, the horror style trailer. So yeah, that was one of those things. Actually, Harley kind of, because I reviewed, watched, and made 3D models of her weapons, like Harley became kind of like my saving grace of lockdown, actually.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't realize that you actually did like modeling and stuff like that too. Is making like modeling of the weapons and stuff, is that part of the trailers or is that a separate interest of yours?
Usually separate. I did feature the Harley Quinn weapons in the trailer, and then for one of the Hitman videos, I didn't model the 20th Century Fox logo that I used. I used a like public domain version, but I wanted something because you know how they have those spotlights.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's a, you know, it was for the Hitman one. So because, you know, like spotlights and stealth and all that, I was surprised that they didn't like play up that in the actual movie, because they will like take their actual logo and play around with it sometimes in certain movies. Even them, right. They'll they do that for the X-Men movies. They'll like leave the X on screen a little bit longer. So I did that with Hitman, with just moving the lights around.
That's awesome. I'm super impressed by like the attention to detail that goes into the trailers and everything. I think that's really, really cool. And then, so is doing, because you said you've been doing this for about 2 years, is that about right?
Yeah, about three. My first one of these, that Spider-Man video, was done in the beginning of 2018.
Oh, okay, so that's a while then. How long does it take you to make a trailer? Like, how many hours, I would assume, is how you measure that time?
For me, it's more like days, because it's a lot of on and off. Sometimes I'm, you know, doing my actual accounting stuff in between this, or reviewing movies instead, stuff like that. So usually a 3-day like binge of editing, and then usually I'd say recently a week or two.
Wow, that's a time commitment.
Yeah, but it's mostly a lot of just like fine-tuning and waiting to get feedback from people in the community, which I need to actually bring up, like where to find all these wonderful people and all that stuff like that.
That's awesome. I wasn't expecting that the community would contribute much to the actual making process and like bouncing ideas off of, so much as like once you put a product out, them being like, hey, cool, good job. But so you actually have people that you like reach out to for input and reference and stuff like that as well?
Yeah, we reach out to each other. It's the fan trailer subreddit, the fan trailer subreddit, and then they also have their own Discord server, and they have channels just for you know, how to get started and to request feedback or help or just bounce ideas off each other. And then Reddit also has a sub for, well, they, you know, they have stuff for everything. So they have stuff for YouTubers, people who are new to YouTube, people who are editing or new to editing, and all types of stuff like that. But specifically, it would be the fan trailer subreddit and their Discord server.
That's so cool. I like, that's one of the things that I kind of love most about doing this podcast, is learning about different communities. Because like everybody has, you know, different hobbies, different interests, things like that, and I think it's just really cool when groups of people can find each other. I kind of wanted to ask earlier when I started asking how long you'd been doing this for, has this changed the way that you watch movies? Like, do you find yourself when you sit down to watch a movie for a first time not enjoying it the same way, or like having the trailers in the back of your mind more?
Yeah, it's been Yeah, it's been different because the idea is whether they work or not, whether I'm able to follow through, do come up more sometimes. But that's been really good. The thing that's a little difficult is I usually don't have, because I need to take notes to really have kind of a basis for if I'm going to be able to follow through on something, is I usually don't have a paper and pen that first time. So that's a little frustrating sometimes, but yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, it is usually looking for if something could be played around with does come up, at least in the very back of my mind.
Yeah, that's kind of what I assumed. I think that it's kind of fun when it's like your brain has a different filter for how to look at things. Do you have any movies that you've seen recently that you're planning on doing trailers for or you'd like to do trailers for?
Let's see, there's at least one. You know that movie The Change Up with Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds?
I actually haven't heard of it, no.
It's one of those, it's like Freaky Friday, it's one of those body switching comedy things.
Oh, okay.
So I still have to rewatch it and all that. But what I was thinking, because it has this really, really strong score, surprisingly, for what it is. So I wanted to play with the idea of seeing if it could be a body switching drama, which I think isn't something that is really out there at all. We've had the comedies and we've had the action movies, but I don't think there's anything like that. So hopefully that's something that can actually be put together.
That sounds like a really neat idea. 'Cause I have not heard of a body switching drama.
Yeah, what might end up happening, because there are these movies always have, you know, some kind of at least drama or some kind of thing going on where basically we'll just be taking out a lot of the jokes. So what it'll probably be is a lot like 17 Again, kind of, at least in tone, but just taking the jokes out, taking the raunchy stuff out, stuff like that. But really, I think playing up that music and playing up some stuff, just rearranging things the right way, could create something new. And that's really what I want to try to do. The whole idea is, you know, just creating something new to just encourage people to talk about movies and media and create their own new stuff.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome to me. And for some reason, talking about the different like body switching movies, do you or anybody else in your community ever take like two movies and try to splice them together? Like, I could see, for example, a superhero movie. You take the actor that plays the superhero, so you use the superhero clips, and then you find that actor in a different movie and use that for, like, the civilian clips and try to make, like, a new movie that way. Or, like, you know, taking two movies in the same genre and trying to make it look like a cohesive single movie. Is that a thing?
That is absolutely a thing. The best example, especially right now, would probably be with all the crazy Spider-Man stuff out there. People for years have been trying to do this, like bring all the Spider-Men together into one movie, and they've been doing it themselves through trailers.
That's awesome. So is that project more of like a multiverse, all the Spider-Mans together, or is it like trying to take the best moments from each Spider-Man and make like one perfect Spider-Man?
It would be the first one. Although the other thing that people do, and this isn't trailers, this is very different, but also very awesome, is a lot of people will make music videos with all the different Spider-Man.
Which is super cool. I used to, more so in college, be into AMV, anime music videos.
Exactly. Pretty much like those.
So I guess I'm kind of curious, because we brought up, you know, a little bit more of like the technical editorial. When you started getting into this, what were some of the things that you found like the most challenging or the most rewarding? Like, what was the actual process like?
Yeah, and this is actually really important to get into. And what I really want to stress actually is that this is something that everyone can try themselves, because there's a lot of free software out there to play around with. So I started out with this program called Blender 3D, which is primarily for 3D modeling and animation, but also does have a video editor in it. And the hardest thing has been playing with audio. That's always the toughest challenge, no matter what program you're using, making sure that everything syncs right, and then like fading music or effects in and out, stuff like that, is always a challenge, but it is something that does get better with time and with different skills and plugins and add-ons that you discover and learn about, stuff like that. And then I think what it is it's all about just searching for the right tutorial, the right first tutorial that really like gets you to play with those user settings and save like a good default settings that you go into and go from there. And that's with any program.
I know even when I started podcasting, I used Skillshare and I just watched like 5 episodes on basic podcasting and like editing with Audacity and things like that. So I liked using Skillshare because it was really concise, but YouTube's got thousands of free resources on this stuff too. So.
And yeah, Audacity is also one that I've used a little bit for editing.
And where do you get your actual resources from? Like the video clips, the music, sound effects, things like that. Can you just pull them in from the actual movie, or how do you do that?
Yeah, this is you have to illegally torrent pretty much anything that you use. There really is no way around that. If you want to try to do this thing close to, I guess you can call it ethical, one of the things that you can do is, you know, buy the movie on disc and use a ripping software to get the movie onto your computer that way. And then what I'll usually do is I'll buy the soundtrack as well. For music, like sound effects, freesound.org has been invaluable, and that's where most of the stuff that's not actually from the movie or the soundtrack come from.
Okay, cool. Do you always use the movie's soundtrack for the music in your trailers, or do you sometimes switch it up a little?
Well, yeah, it's always good to have a clean version of the song to use instead of how it's actually already in the movie, just because you can do a lot more with that. And then, yeah, what I will do is, you know, if the song fits, keep it in. If it doesn't, play around with it. When I did the Birds of Prey one, I used the music from the movie Us instead because I wanted something darker. One I did that I'm probably the most proud of is I did, have you seen the movie Booksmart?
I have not.
It's this high school party movie directed by Olivia Wilde. And one thing... what I wanted to do with that, what I thought of in the theater was I wanted to try to create a trailer or a TV spot around this cover of the song Teenage Dirtbag, a version of it that's sung by a woman because the movie has a female character who's gay. And I thought that was that's something that we haven't seen a lot of, and we're getting better about representation and stuff. So, I just wanted to try to create a trailer or TV spot that highlighted that. So I used the cover of the song I learned about in college, thanks to my school's swing dance club. So I just kind of put something together, and that was one of the first times I like reached out to the community, got a lot of feedback, and like tweaked a lot of it as it was going, and it was a lot of fun to make.
That's awesome. That sounds like a really cool project, and... yeah, I absolutely love how you're able to see things differently and like take A and B and not just make C, but make like a 2, like something that's just different. So I think that's cool. It's just interesting like how your mind has to kind of retain certain things and be able to picture how these things are going to mash up and things like that. It's a really cool skill set.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're probably going to start wrapping things up a little bit here. Was there anything else specific that you wanted to get into that we haven't been able to touch up on yet?
Yeah, I just want to say, as difficult as it is to start, like, one thing is I got really lucky. I was an accounting major, but I took a film minor. I took one editing class that really got me started and stuck with me throughout. You know, this last 3 years. And then from there, it was all like leaning on YouTube and on these great communities that have helped me out a lot. And then the other thing I want to do is just share, like, you know, Blender is a great starting and free and open source program that people should look into for editing. And there's also iMovie or Windows Movie Maker, which probably comes with, you know, your machine. for Photoshop, which you end up using a good amount of for creating different titles and stuff, look into GIMP as free Photoshop, stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the advice at the end there, and for sharing your experience and teaching me about something new in a new community. It's been an absolute joy. If you want to remind people where they can go to find you if they're looking at checking out your trailers or just reaching out to you in general.
Yeah. So, best way to reach me would be whywewatch.com. There's a dash between each word, and at the top and bottom of my site, there's links to the YouTube channel, and there's actually I just created a page that kind of puts all my stuff on site in its own place where you can just check it out.
If you're a curious person that likes encouraging others, please consider subscribing to discover a new topic with me each week. If you have a topic you'd like to add to the stack, please email theturtlestack@gmail.com. You could also help grow the community by liking, rating, and telling others.
Thanks for listening.